Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Let's talk about all of the pitchers, waiver wire, concerns, and prospects next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Monday, April 18th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White and the two biggest waiver wire names of the weekend. Scott, nasty Nestor Cortez, 5 shutout innings with 12 strikeouts on Sunday, and then he was bested by Andrew Heaney, who threw 6 shutout innings with 11 strikeouts against the Cincinnati Reds. How are you prioritizing these two, Nestor Cortez and Andrew Heaney?
Look, I want them both. I'm going to put Heaney a little ahead of Nestor Cortez because I do feel like there are limits to Cortez's upside. Part of the reason he didn't get much attention coming into this season, even though he was very strong to close out last season, is because the underlying numbers aren't great. None of the ERA estimators like him. He gives up a lot of fly balls, so you'd think he'd give up more home runs than he does. But so far in 2 starts, he's continued to pitch effectively. If like somebody who needs to be not just on your roster, but in your lineup, 12 strikeouts in 5 innings. I doubt he'll get double-digit strikeouts very often, but he's at least shown he can do it. The cutter looked great in this start. Heaney's especially interesting because Heaney's a former top prospect it's been a long time since he was a prospect, right? I understand. But even throughout his struggles, he showed good strikeout potential. And specifically, the Dodgers thought he had a good fastball. The data shows he has a good fastball. And they wanted to develop a new breaking ball for him. They thought they could unlock his potential that way. And through 2 starts, it seems like that's exactly what's happened. He didn't really see evidence of it in spring training, so we're a little reluctant. Don't doubt the Dodgers. When they believe in a guy, when they go and sign somebody with Andrew Heaney's track record at the start of free agency, gobbling him up before anyone else could get to him, and you're like, why? It's Andrew Heaney. Well, this is why. Because 11 strikeouts, 16 swinging strikes in this Sunday start, 14 on the new breaking ball that I've heard referred to as a sweeper. Classified as a slider on Statcast, but a sweeper, a lot of horizontal movement, and he had a ton of swinging strikes with it in his first start too, even though that was a short one.
I'm with you, Scott. I'm going Andrew Heaney over Nestor Cortez, but man, can't help but root for nasty Nestor. Journeyman breaking out, you know, at this point of his career, and he just kind of does it in weird ways, you know, changes up his arm angles and delaying on the mound and stuttering and all this kind of stuff. It's really fun to watch him pitch. A few other pitchers got a lot of question marks this past weekend, and rightfully so. Zach Wheeler on Sunday allowed 7 runs over 3 innings against the Marlins. Trevor Rogers got bombed on Saturday against the Phillies. He allowed 7 runs over an inning and 2/3. And then Freddie Peralta, another rough outing on Friday. He has an 11.57 ERA through 2 starts. Are you actually worried about any of these 3? Would you be looking to buy low if you can?
So the one I'm least worried about is Freddie Peralta because the stuff appears fine. He's had control issues. He had his control wasn't great last year either. So if there was anything that was going to bring him down, it was that. But I don't think after 2 starts, we can say that's what's happening. I think it's just 2 starts where he's had trouble finding his spots after a short spring. Understandable. Definitely not rushing to judgment there on Peralta. Zach Wheeler has me the most concerned because his velocity is way down, almost 3 miles per hour. And yeah, he didn't pitch any in spring training. Got off to a slow start because he had to shut down his off-season throwing program for a minor shoulder thing. I don't think the velocity dip is related to that. More likely it's related to him just being behind, but 3 miles per hour is a lot, even considering that. So I'd be more likely to buy him for 75 cents on the dollar than sell him for 75 cents on the dollar, but I am a little concerned about Wheeler at this point. Trevor Rogers, there's some talk that maybe he was tipping his pitches. His changeup, just such a great pitch for him, just hasn't been getting whiffs at all. Hitters have been laying off of it. So hopefully that's all it is for him, and they'll figure it out soon.
All right, let's wrap up with a prospect debut from Friday. Mackenzie Gore allowed 2 runs over 5 1/3 against your Atlanta Braves, Scotty, and he did that with 3 strikeouts. Opposing him, Kyle Wright was pretty good as well. So talk to me about those two, Gore and Kyle Wright.
Yeah, they're both priority pickups for me anywhere they're still available, which isn't many leagues. Gore, it was nice to see him throw strikes. It was nice to see him throw hard. He lost the ability to do both last year with the delivery problems. Did not get many whiffs or strikeouts. And that's the main thing you want to see from an up-and-comer like him. He threw mostly fastball, so he didn't really break out his secondary arsenal, which is supposed to be good. Hopefully Gore uses that more going forward, but worth rostering nonetheless. Kyle Wright really seems to have figured things out. The curveball is harder for him this year. It's getting more swinging strikes. He's getting more strikeouts. I don't know that he's going to be a big strikeout pitcher, but he's a good ground ball pitcher. So if he's just a decent strikeout pitcher, I think Kyle Wright will be a pitcher you're happy to be invested in.
All right, for those who are listening early on Monday morning, make sure to set your lineups in weekly lineup leagues. We've got an early game, 11:10 a.m. Eastern time. It's Patriots Day, the Minnesota Twins going up against the Boston Red Sox. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
New CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9/8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.